You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tracy, how Italian are you?
75%.
Oh, good, that's a big chunk. That's a big slice of pizza pie there.
Yeah, that's
right. Yes, it is. And I'm proud.
Proud of it, right? You darn right.
Absolutely.
How does it manifest for you? Like, like, you know, do you like to get in the kitchen and
do you
cook?
Have a hairy chest?
Are you
No.
Okay.
You know, I like to get in the kitchen if I'm cooking Italian food. I'm not creative other than cooking Italian. So
that's your go-to. So what's your top Italian dish that you cook?
I make homemade ravioli.
Oh, I want that.
Let's see.
What do you put inside the ravioli?
I put cheese. I'm a cheese. Occasionally I'll mix it up with some meat and spinach.
Nah, ditch the spinach, but a little cheese and meat, that sounds better.
That sounds fantastic.
Put the meat
fantastic.
In there, a little Italian sausage. Oh,
fantastic.
Yummy.
Fantastic. Quickly, before we play Rattle Off with you, what part of Italy is your family from?
The Tuscan region.
Yeah, good for you. My grandparents came from an area known as Campobasso. Hey, what's the matter, you? All right, Tracy, let's play some Rattle Off, and then we've got, let's see, who's next? Melissa, Megan, Heidi, and Tiffany, and Ashley. Boy, we've got full lines. That's good.
Good.
Are you ready to play?
Right. Absolutely.
And the ones we're going with today are ones that we have tried over the last 2 weeks. We just can't get a winner, so we're going to try them again.
Okay.
10 seconds. We don't want boy bands. We want 5 girl groups. And these can be old, new. We don't care how far back you go, but they're just all girl groups, music groups. 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
The Bengals, Vixen. Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
They say Spice. Spice has the girls in their title.
Yeah, Spice Girls,
Destiny's Child, TLC.
Oh, my God.
The Go-Go's.
Oh, geez.
So many.
Aw, geez.
They're a great 80s band.
The Aw, geez.
Uh-huh.
Aw, geez, yeah.
Oh, well.
Tracy, we love talking with you. Thank you for the making us think about raviolis. We hope you have a great day, okay?
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We sell full lines. Nobody hang up, even if we get away. We want to talk to every one of you. Melissa, what part of Italy is your family from?
Sicily.
Oh, don't mess with her, Jeremy, whatever you do. Don't make a mistake.
You're pretty tough.
Guess what, Dom? Get this. Oh, I'm exact same as you. Both my grandparents came over on Ellis Island.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. I took a trip to Ellis Island several years ago, and I'm going to tell you something. It was moving, and I recommend it to anybody just to go check out Ellis Island in New York because they've got this one wall that they have saved. I mean, this got me misty-eyed. There's this one, because they've redone
incredible.
It, obviously. And they've got this one wall that they have saved, Jeremy, where there is from like over a century ago, where the immigrants who were coming in from all over Europe, right, were writing messages to family members who would be coming afterwards because they had no way of leaving a note or anything like that. So they would write on the wall, you know, this is, you know, Stefano. I'm Stefano, and I'm going to Philadelphia. Find me there.
No way.
Like, oh, my God.
I've never heard of that. That's cool.
Yeah, and these families were just separated, and so they're writing graffiti on walls hoping that they can find their family members.
Incredible.
Correct.
Very cool.
What do you like to cook, Melissa?
Oh, I've got my own secret sauce, too.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I've got my father's... He's 100%, you know, so I'm 51.
Atta girl. I'm so glad you called. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
Oh, I'm going to try. All right.
Yeah, that's all you can do is try. These can be old or new, past or present. We don't care. We want, in 10 seconds, 5 late night television hosts. Melissa, late night TV talk show hosts. Ready and Go!
David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno, Johnny Carson.
You got four!
Oh, so good!
Colbert, Seth Meyers,
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, man.
I don't watch those. I don't.
Well, you did pretty good.
You did great. You got 4 out of 5.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Not too shabby.
Hey, we're so glad you called. You have a great day. Okay.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. I like all the Italian ladies calling this morning. Heidi, what part of Italy?
Sicily.
Another Sicily.
Boy, more Sicilians. Yeah. Tell you, man, don't mess with them, Jared.
I don't want to. Yeah.
I don't even tell jokes about them anymore. I just like, nope.
Just let it go, huh?
Anything.
Let it go. So do you cook?
I do cook.
All right. Are you cooking Italian, hopefully?
Of course. I mean, what Italian doesn't cook Italian? You wouldn't be really Italian if you didn't.
All right, what's your go-to?
Lasagna.
Oh, I want that. God, I haven't made lasagna in forever.
Oh, it's so good.
You don't ruin it by putting spinach in it, do you? My mom used to put spinach in the lasagna, and it ruined it.
No spinach.
Okay, good.
I got to ask you something, too, Heidi, because I'm told that I picked up this habit from my father, and somebody told me that it's a purely Italian, especially an Italian mom thing, though. The whole thing about when people don't finish everything on the plate, how you give them so much grief and guilt and stuff like that. Like, oh, what? You don't like my cooking? What's the matter? You don't like what I make? Are you that way?
No, but my mom and my grandmother were that way.
Okay.
My mom.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Slap your hand.
Most certainly. Oh, yeah.
Eat up.
And you have to eat several servings, too.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. Invite me to dinner. I'll do it.
Man, oh, man. Oh, Sicilian Heidi, you are absolutely adorable. You ready to play some Rattle Off?
I believe I am.
Okay, good. We only have Megan and Tiffany left holding. Both of you, stay on the line. Don't hang up, even if Heidi gets it. 10 seconds. The letter is, this one's pretty easy, I think, but the letter is D, as in Dom, as in David. Uh-huh. 10 seconds, 5, and it doesn't have to start with a D. It just has to include the letter D somewhere. 5 U.S. states whose name includes the letter D. 5 U.S. states. Ready and go.
Colorado, Idaho, Maryland,
Oh, you would have wrapped it up with North Dakota, South Dakota.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Oh, Heidi.
Doklahoma.
Oh, no.
You were fun to talk to. Thank you for being on the show. Please have a great day, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
Okay,
thank you. Aren't Italian women the sweetest women on the planet?
Delightful.
Come on.
And full of cheese.
I don't know too many Italian women named Megan, but we got one here. Megan, where's your Italian family from?
Ireland. No Italian in me.
There's no Italian in you.
Nope, not that I know of.
Well, that was the gist.
Hold on, don't go away. We'll come back and talk to you in a minute. I thought we clearly said in order to play Rattle Off today, you have to have Italian blood.
You said
that
it multiple times. Megan.
Megan, hold on. We'll come back and just talk to you anyway. Tiffany, where's your family from in Italy?
I didn't know that was part of it, but...
Oh, my God!
Two in a row! Well, we had a good run, I guess.
Okay, hold on. Don't go away anyway. Just hold on.
I guess so. Now we got to go back to Megan.
We'll go back to Megan.
Sorry, I didn't know. I was between patients, so I didn't hear that part.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Like, are you a doctor?
Patients, like, what kind of patients?
Dentist?
I do breast ultrasound and mammograms.
Oh, okay.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much of a break do you have?
Do what?
What?
How much of a break do you have?
Oh, about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my wife just got her latest mammogram not that long ago, and yeah, she says, look, it's not pleasant, but you got to do it.
That's right.
You got to do it.
Yeah, you really do.
Necessary evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad she does it. So good. All right, so your family's from Ireland. Do you have red hair?
No, my sister does, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you like Italian food?
I do.
All right, cool.
Well, who can?
We might as well ask, what's your go-to dish to make? And then we'll play Rattle Off. What's your go-to dish?
I like Alfredo. Chicken Alfredo. Well,
chicken Alfredo.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean,
it'll kill
God,
you.
God, it's so fattening, I know.
It will kill you, but...
A lot of heavy cream.
Yeah. All right, Megan, let's play some Rattle Off. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. We need 5 different concert venues around the Denver Boulder area. 5 places where you go to see concerts.
Okay.
Ready and go.
Red Rocks, Paramount. Oh gosh.
Uh-oh.
You know, the fact that that you aren't Italian, I think that's what came back to bite you. That's
probably.
You would have gotten it otherwise.
Italians love concerts.
Yeah, we love them.
That's true.
Megan, you were delightful. Go have a great day, okay?
Back to work.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Thanks for what you do. All right, Tiffany, so where's your family from?
Yugoslavia and England.
Oh, wow.
Very good. What's like big Yugoslavian food? What's a Slavic food?
Oh, gosh. That is a good question. I've never had my family actually make it yet. More on the English side.
Yeah, but England's not really known for their food. No offense. except for fish and chips. I mean, I can't get enough
of
their fish
and
chips.
That's what I was going to say, but yeah. I'm Googling.
Would a Slavic food be like stroganoff? Is that a Slavic food?
Oh, God. I love beef stroganoff.
That's a good question. I don't know, actually. I don't know a lot about my Yugoslavia.
You don't know enough about your heritage. Well, that's
I guess
fine.
Not.
I think stroganoff would be my, like, if I was on death row, last meal.
Final meal?
I think so. With the egg noodles. Yeah.
Yeah, the wide egg noodles.
The wide egg noodles.
But no mushrooms, right?
No, I like the mushrooms on it.
Oh, okay.
Yep, sorry.
Tiffany, you can only make one dish to entertain for a company that's coming over, and it's you're gonna show off. What are you making?
Probably my sticking with the Italian theme. My keto chicken Alfredo is a pretty big hit with most people.
It's the bomb diggity, huh?
Keto Alfredo.
So no noodles. But I add chicken and all kinds of other stuff. Oh, it's so much better. And it's
really?
Yeah.
Chicken and all sorts of other stuff. What's the all sorts of other stuff?
Oh, just the homemade sauce, the heavy cream, the Parmesan, but cauliflower instead of the noodles.
Oh, like cauliflower rice?
Kinda, yeah. There's all kinds of ways to make it.
Well, yeah, okay.
That is the one thing about the keto is that the cheese and the cream is totally fine.
Yeah, but I want the noodles, man. Mm.
Oh, well, I tell you what, you are our final contestant today. If you don't get it, nobody wins the prize, so it's up to you, all right?
All right.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. We need 5. What are we looking for here? 5... I'm trying to find one that's kind of easy. 5 foods that contain nuts. 5 different foods that contain nuts. Ready and go.
Pecan pie, almond flour crepes, almond flour biscuits, almond flour muffins, almond flour banana bread.
Now let's face it.
Okay.
In a way, you cheated. In a way.
In a way.
No, you kind of cheated. Really.
But not really.
Now, wait a minute. I got to finish though. In a way, you cheated. But I have to admit that you are a winner.
Brilliant though.
Yes.
Brilliant on your part. Quite brilliant.
Hey, this kind of form of cheating actually paid off for you. So,
and almond flour sales are going to go through the roof because of you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Tiffany. Oh, Tiffany, you're delightful. Listen, stand by. Josh wants to visit with you. He'll tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right, man.